I went out into the afternoon sunshine and walked along to the house agents as I needed to pay our rent in advance. A woman who was typing got up and came towards me. She had a long nose and large glasses, and I recognised her as Miss Ginch, who had recently worked for Mr. Symington. When I asked her about it, she said,
"Yes, I did work there, but I thought it was better to leave. This is not quite so well paid, but there are things that are more valuable than money, don't you think?"
"Certainly," I said.
"Those letters,"
Miss Ginch whispered.
"I got one, saying the most awful things about me and Mr. Symington, and I felt that if people were talking, and they must have been, or where did the writer get the idea from, then I must avoid even the appearance of immorality, though there has never been anything wrong between me and Mr. Symington."
I felt rather embarrassed. "No, no, of course not."
"But people have such evil minds."
I had been trying to avoid looking into her eyes. But when I did, I made a most unpleasant discovery. Miss Ginch was enjoying herself. And suddenly, an idea came into my mind. Had Miss Ginch written these letters herself?